Good afternoon, Drury Creations. Beck Gleason speaking.
Brett, Bob from RDI. How you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How you doing?
I'm okay. Is Laura in?
Yeah, she's right here. I heard that something's going on with your wife.
Yeah, this is the second time she's been in the hospital. I brought her in. She had a massive kidney stone. And they blasted it the beginning of November, and she was doing okay, and then it got an infection about a week ago. Well, actually, exactly a week ago. So I brought her into emergency, and they worked on her for a few days. She passed a few stones. They released her on Friday, and she was fine until last night, and then it started all over again. So I had to bring her up to emergency late last night.
Oh, jeez.
I was there till about 2 o'clock in the morning, and then finally she kept falling asleep. So I said, "I'm going to leave. I'll come back in the morning." And I went back in again this morning, and you know, they had still hadn't figured out exactly what to do with her yet, but they said they were going to admit her. So it's going to be another day or two or whatever. I tried to call her urologist that did the original procedure on her, and I'm waiting for a call back from him to see if whatever is going on, can we just finish up whatever that is going to be done now, whatever way it's got to be done, so we're not going home and coming back and going home and coming back
right.
Just be done with it. But he hasn't called me back yet, so I don't know when the hell that's going to happen. But
I hope she feels better. Yeah,
this has been a pain in the ass, real pain in the ass for me and her, but especially for her. I mean, she's uncomfortable as all hell. They wanted to put another catheter in her. She said, you know, the last time they put the catheter, the one doctor said, "Why did they give you a catheter?" He says, "You know, you're not having any trouble with that." But then the one this morning said, "Well, they want to measure her output." I said, "Can't you just, you know, pee into something and measure it that way? Why do we have to put a catheter in her? She doesn't want a catheter."
Right.
So he says, "Well, let me check with them upstairs before we do anything." I said, "Yeah, unless you can give me a damn good reason why she needs a catheter, if it's only to measure her output, then it's not happening." So.
Right. All right. Well, let me go find Laura for you. I know she's.
Thanks for asking
something.
Too, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Of course. All right. Hold on a sec.
Yep. Hey, how you doing, Laura?
I'm all right. How about you?
I'm okay.
I don't want you to repeat yourself, but is everything okay?
Yeah, she's still in the hospital. They're admitting her again. It's the second time in a week that she's going to be up there because of kidney stones.
No, it's the worst, isn't it?
She's had them before, but this one was gigantic. They blasted it.
Yep.
It was doing fine, and then it got infected last week, and they sent her home, and then it got reinfected again or something last night, so she's back up there, and I don't know.
She's going to be miserable.
Yeah, she's frustrated with, she was supposed to go back after they put a stent, this thing was gigantic. If you glued two quarters together, that's how big it was.
Stop it. Stop
I've never
it.
Heard of one that big. 3 centimeters by 1 centimeter. Not no.
Oh, my God.
Gigantic. And
that poor thing.
And they blasted it, and they broke it up, and it was coming out okay until it got infected. But she just wants – she wasn't supposed to schedule to be back until December 3rd, where they were going to remove the stent and then see if everything cleaned up well. They were just going to let it go and just let it happen naturally. And if not, they were – going to do a laser in there to blast whatever they can and pull it out. But I called her doctor this morning. I'm waiting for a return call. I talked to his nurse, and I said, "Listen, this is ridiculous. This is going to be between your procedure and then these twice I've been to the hospital with this, so it's going to be 3-4 procedures that before or more. Well, let's just get this done now. You know, is there a reason we can't get this done now?" So that's my message. I'm waiting for a call back. I'm sure getting operating room times or whatever they need for the equipment, or I don't know if it's in office, in hospital, or what, this laser thing that they do, but regardless.
Wow, awful.
It's terrible.
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
It is terrible.
Yeah, she's had 3 kids, and she says the kidney stones worth more than that.
Yep, that's what I've been told.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yep. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
All right.
So I've been sidelined. I haven't been focused on my work at all. So
obviously you've got more.
Yeah.
Got more.
Well, I'm working right now. I came home. After being up there till 2 o'clock in the morning, I was exhausted, and she was woken up and falling asleep. So I came home and sent text to my kids and said what was going on. And of course, at 7 o'clock in the morning, I fell asleep around 2:30 and laid down, and then the phone rang at 7, and it was my daughter, and then I couldn't sleep again, so I just put clothes on and went up to emergency and brought her iPad so she could communicate with everybody, but apparently she doesn't have it turned on or something, because I've tried calling her a couple of times. And
Maybe she needs some rest, you know.
Yeah, which is fine. There's no way to get a hold of her, though. I wanted to find out if anybody came in to see her since I left this morning. And I don't know. It is what it is.
All right. So, are you looking for why are you calling me?
I'm calling you because I saw what Dave had emailed you, some lists and everything.
Yep.
Is there anything there you want to look at?
Well, did he resend me? I don't see it yet.
I don't know.
The customer, he called me. We need emerald cuts, not radiance.
Okay. So, emerald cuts? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, let me look here. I'll do this right now.
I don't think... I got another email from him yet, because I'm just quickly trying to jump on because I was not back. I'm trying to put all these in order. Where the hell, where does this one go? I don't see a new one from him yet.
No. Okay. Well, I'm just looking at something from, I did 120 to 180 just to see, and I'm sending you a list. Right now.
You can go up to 2-carat. I'm trying to stay. I got to try to stay 8 and down.
All right. So let me change.
Unfortunately, I just had somebody send me some stuff, and it was all freaking J's. I'm like, stop giving me J's. And I found one. It was an F, SI1, but it was this is from somebody else, and it was a bullseye, but it's white. But I can't tell. I know it's blown up. It says SI1, but it is a bullseye white inclusion. And it's a pretty F. And I'm like, damn it.
How big is it?
I just got out of the screen by like a dumbass.
All right,
it was a carat 70.
I have a carat 71 VVS1.
What's the price on that?
$76.95.
Yeah, definitely send me that picture for sure.
Okay, let me send you.
What was the specs again?
It's a VVS171 IVVS1.
Okay, I definitely want to see that one.
775 by 568.
75 by 568. That's a
768. This is an interesting one too. This is a long one. There's a 150 HVS2 that measures 787 by 557. So actually, it's probably, it looks like almost the same size as the other one. A little bit different dimensions, but that one is 7125.
Good. I'll take a look at that one, too.
You want just pictures for now?
Yeah, I got to see them first.
All right. There's also...
They sound good. I just need to see. Anything bigger?
Not that's in the price range.
Damn it.
Because I put 8,000. It automatically adds 10% to it.
Okay.
Let me just see something here. Looks like there's something that might be out that's coming back. Figure. Yeah, nothing. Nothing that looks interesting. Okay. So that one. So there's also. Let me change this again. There was a higher color, a 150G VVS2. That measures 771 by 545. They're all roughly the same size.
Yep.
That one's a G, though, and it's $8,025.
8025. Yeah, they all seem to be right about the same millimeter size, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
if you can send me pictures of 1, 2, 3.
All right, so those, I'm sending those to sales? Is that what it is?
Yep. And I'll just grab it.
Sales at Jewelry Creations, okay. It
and
should
then,
be in your, is it sales at Jewelry Creation?
Inc.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll send you this printout, and I'll also send you pictures.
I appreciate it. Okay.
Okay, you got it. Thanks,
Bob. Okay, thanks, Bob.